Off the Ball Breakfast.
You would say Georgia's.
Did I say that? You said that. You literally said that.
That's what
Georgia's is slightly better competition.
Your eyes just told me that. I'm just translating it.
Wow. Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up, the Lions team news and the Wallabies make a sensational call-up a week out from the first test. Brumbies head coach Stephen Larkin explains how to prepare for Andy Farrell's side. And we hear from both camps ahead of Ireland's second summer test against Portugal this weekend. First up today, Ireland's Tadhg Byrne will captain the Lions for their final warm-up game before the Test series with Australia. He'll skipper the tourists against an Australian and New Zealand invitational side in Adelaide tomorrow morning. Byrne partners James Ryan in an all-Irish second row. Hugo Keenan is at full back with Mac Hansen on the wing. Owen Farrell has been named amongst the replacements and could make his 19th appearance for the Lions. Head coach Andy Farrell poured cold water on the idea that Saturday is the last chance for players to impress ahead of the Test series.
It isn't the last opportunity, you would say, for the first Test you're talking about, but you know, this is a three-game series that takes a whole squad to compete and keep competing throughout and up until the final whistle of the third test. So these guys who get to take the field on Saturday, we've literally just come out of a meeting now and rushed down here to see you guys. And the message is, this is the most important game of the tour. It has to be. Not just because it's a week out from a test match, because it's the next one, and whenever you put a Lions jersey on, that's the respect that you have to live up to.
On the Wallabies front then, fly half James O'Connor has been recalled to face the Lions almost 3 years after his last international appearance. The 35-year-old is now in contention to become only the third Wallabies player to take on the tourists two campaigns in a row. He bolsters their out-half options after Noah Lolasio was ruled out of the series as he recovers from a neck injury. Jamie Osborne, meanwhile, will link up with the Lions squad this weekend. The versatile Leinster and Ireland back has been called in as cover after Blair Kinghorn picked up a knock in Wednesday's win over the Brumbies. Kinghorn received positive news from a scan on his knee yesterday and he's expected to be fit for the games with Australia. Alan Quinlan believes that the call-up is a huge opportunity for Osborne, regardless of whether he ends up getting game time on the tour. He joined Shane Hannan and Cullen Buhig on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
I think for him to train with this Lions squad in the next few weeks and be part of that whole group is only going to improve Jamie Osborne, and he's already an outstanding player. And it's a brilliant moment for him, I think. Obviously, there's going to be a few question marks as to why Jamie Osborne is called in and why aren't there a couple of other players not called in.
And Blair Murray.
Yeah, Blair Murray starting full back for Wales. I think Tom Jordan probably can play that utility role as well. But again, Jamie Osborne has played at full back. He's a big, physical, tall, rangy, good footballer as well. So if something happens, you know, if Blair Kinghorn doesn't make it and something happened to Hugo Keenan, I think that's what the coaches would have looked at and said, who can we put straight in as a full back without moving James Lowe or Tommy Freeman or Mac Hansen in there? So yeah, he hasn't a huge amount of play at full back, but it's a big call, and it's but of course there'll be people from the other countries will probably question, there's another Irish player called in again.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel. The Lions come into Saturday's game off the back of that 36-24 win over the Brumbies in Canberra on Wednesday. Head coach Stephen Larkham says he leaned on his experience in the Munster backroom team in prepping his side for the tourists this week. He joined Owen Shahan on Off the Ball.
Well, we basically played against a mini Leinster. I think they had 23. And we were sort of expecting the test team. And that was, you know, we think that that was pretty close to the test team. Dave Nusifora on one of the panels that he has had in Canberra. Again, the guys that have come out here, the Lions players, the staff, the coaches, they've all been involved in promoting the game out here. They've been amazing since they've been out here. But David was on a panel, and he said that, yeah, this is their test side. So I don't know whether he was just beating it up to try and get more game or not. But, yeah, we certainly expected it to be Irish-centric because Andy's obviously got a relationship with those players. He knows how he can get the most out of those players. And, yeah, I guess, you know, being in the Irish system, I kind of knew, well, I did know how the Irish team played. A lot of the boys would bring that info back into Munster. And then obviously just watching Ireland, you know, being over there, it's hard not to be a fan of Ireland, even though I'm Australian through and through. My second national team, international team, is Ireland. So I certainly watched a lot of the games and really understood the way that they played. Not too dissimilar to what we saw on Wednesday night. However, we didn't know who we were going to play against. Our preparation sort of started 2.5 weeks before. It's not like Super Rugby where, you know, you're expecting a Damien McKenzie to play for the Chiefs at 10, so you can try and target him. We had no idea really who we were going to play against. So we just put a game plan together that really just minimised the opportunity for the Lions. In the end, we gave them too many opportunities, but, you know, it was sort of a system that I was a part of over there with Munster where... you know, we didn't play too much in our end. We put pressure on the opposition through line speed and breakdown pressure, limited their opportunity in our half, and then tried to capitalise on any opportunities that we got from bubble ball. It didn't quite work, but that was sort of the rough game plan based on playing Leinster, based on knowing what Ireland are going to bring. In my mind, we sort of knew the way that Andy coached, we knew that their style of play would be very similar to the way Ireland have been playing.
And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join.
On this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
When someone says, oh yeah, definitely, he's fucked it here twice, yeah, it gets you a little bit of respect. You know, I'd say I didn't handle it great in that... probably put myself under too much pressure, and you're playing against maybe Anthony Tobel, Peter Canavan, Seamus Moynan, brilliant footballers, you know, and trying to produce a level of performance that would justify that you were player of the year twice. So that's my only little insight into it.
And we also had this.
Some players, like some renowned for shouting at ball kids for things going wrong. So,
yeah. Well, you ever said that?
Not shouted at. Some players are renowned for not being very nice, and some are renowned for being lovely.
Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, first name in my head.
Which category?
He's in the zone, put it that way. Like, he's definitely
that's
in the zone.
Very diplomatic of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He was renowned for not being the nicest, but also, you know, it's your life, so.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off The Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
Now, Craig Casey believes Ireland are benefiting from strong competition for the out-half position. Jack Crowley will start in the 10 shirt for tomorrow's game against Portugal, while Sam Prendergast got the nod for last week's win over Georgia. Hugh Gavin has been called into the side to replace Jamie Osborne and will make his international debut at centre. Casey will lead his country again in Lisbon, and he's delighted to have players fighting it out to partner him in the halfbacks.
It's awesome, to be honest, to have... 3 tens of the calibre that are in the squad at the minute. I think you can't really forget about Kieran Foley and what he did last summer as well. It is unbelievable for us. So I think the battle there is huge, and it probably will be for the next 10 or so years. So it's probably something they're going to have to get used to, and everyone's going to have to get used to is that. So I think it's brilliant for
it. It will be a reunion of sorts in Lisbon this weekend as Ireland interim head coach Paul O'Connell squares off against Simon Mannix. The Portugal boss served as Munster backs coach under Rob Penny between 2012 and 2014. He spoke to me in Lisbon back in January and paid tribute to O'Connell as a player who led through his actions on the pitch.
Greatest example I remember was 2013 quarter final, when the Heineken Cup mattered and when it meant something, not like today's shambles that it is. We qualified last in the qualifying for the quarter final,
yeah.
And had to go and play number one, obviously, at their place. And so we went to the Stoop to play Harlequins, and I've always maintained that no one player is good enough to win a game on their own or lose a game on their own. And I think that's one of the beauties of rugby. But that day there, Paul O'Connell, seriously, just about won it on his own. He was, it was phenomenal, this performance from this guy. And that message and his aura, but particularly that on-field performance that day, is one of the greatest rugby performances I've seen, you know, in my coaching career.
Yeah.
And it was just phenomenal. And that's coming from within your team. And the standards he has set throughout the years in Munster just shows the importance, and Ireland and you know, throughout the world. He, you know, a hugely respected man. Those sorts of lessons there were just, they were so good to be part of, and to see that, and you know that. So as coaches, we're lucky enough to enjoy and be part of that. Whether we have massive influences on guys, we'd like to think we do, but I think invariably the best messages come from within. And if you have the environment right, then those messages, they flow a lot more freely. So it's, you know, Munster. Yeah, I learnt, as I say, toughest 2 years of my life, but yeah, also learnt the most in those 2 years also.
That'll do it for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you on Monday.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.